Good evening, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast, and we are so excited to be with you tonight, and we want to invite you to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, get your pen, your paper, open up your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Sheila Hameen if she would lead us in our opening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we come before you and we humble ourselves, oh Lord, asking for mercy and for grace. Lord, we come to you tonight. We call upon your holy name. We ask you, Lord, to please take control of this broadcast and have your way. Oh God, send your anointing. Send your power, Lord. Send your Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will speak your word unto us and minister unto our hearts. Lord, move in miraculous ways. Do wonders, oh God. Open doors and make ways for us, Lord. Move in the sick room, oh God. Heal those who are sick. Oh, Lord Jesus. Please remember those who are weak in the faith and increase their faith tonight. Lord, please remember those who are discouraged. Lord God, bring on encouragement and lift them up, Lord Jesus. Uphold them and help them to continue on in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will bless and let that you will touch the heart of every listener. And bless them, Lord, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Lord, that soul that does not know you, make yourself known unto them, oh God. Reveal yourself and your power, Lord, and let them know you are the only true and living God and that you have the power to change their lives, to change their heart, to work in their favor. In the name of Jesus, give somebody the mind to be saved, Lord. Somebody the mind to turn from their ways and to leave the world and follow after you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask for your protection, that you will watch over us and protect us from the enemy who's raging all around us. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask that you will destroy the works of darkness, that you will bind the enemy on every side. In the name of Jesus, destroy the yoke of bondage, Lord, and break every chain, my God. Loose the shackles in the name of Jesus. We're calling on you right now because we need you to help us. We can't make it on our own, Lord. Please send on help tonight, Lord. Help us to continue. Help us to stand, Lord. Help us, oh help God, us. To do your will in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you, Lord, to please let this ministry grow. Let it prosper even the more. Let it reach more souls. Oh, my God, and that they will be blessed by this great work. And asking that you will bless Evangelist May. Lord, anoint her and use her for your service even the more. Oh, Lord Jesus, have your way and let your holy will be done. We ask you, oh God, to please remember the prayer list and those names that are written on the list and bless them tonight in a special way in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask that you will remember in a special way, Lord. Muhammad, I was just speaking to him, and he requested that we call his name out. And we ask you to remember Muhammad Hameen and bless him, Lord. Save his soul. Deliver him, oh, God. You know all things. And we ask that you will continue to do great wonders in the midst, oh, God, even in the jail cells, in the prisons. Move by your power in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord God, and we're taking you at your word. We know, God, that you know all things about us. You know what we're going through. You know our struggles, oh Lord. You know our pain. You know our tests. You know everything about us, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will have your way in our lives, that you will lead, guide, and direct us. We ask you to remember our leaders, oh God, and bless them in a special way. And we believe it right now, God, and we count it as done.
Yes.
Please, Lord, have your way right now. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. Time I will be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 125th number of Psalms. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turned aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be unto Israel. Thank God for the reading of the 125th number of Psalms.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Forgive me. I'm sorry. I apologize. My phone was on mute. But I thank God for the opening scripture being read by Sister Cheryl. Thank you, everyone, so much again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmonds. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. And the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. And 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmonds on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title 1 School, and one is O-N-E. And we want to continue to remember the souls who are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Henry Edmond, for Chris Lane, for Sister Mary Edmond, for the bereaved McFadden family, for Michael Carr, for Brother Seti Lawhorn, for Larry Denson, for Deacon and Sister Gatewood, who lost their grandchild, for Maria McBride, Robin Mansay, who was diagnosed with terminal cancer, Steve Allen Sr., who also is battling cancer, Tawana Hill, Missionary Lisa Johnson, Sister Adele, Mother Marshall and family, Charles Morris, Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds, the Anderson family, Titus Edmonds Sr., Dee from Upper Darby, Deborah and her daughter, Carlton for deliverance, Miss Sissy, Patrick Miller, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, and all those who are currently requesting prayer at this time. And those are all of the announcements that I have right now. I just want to sing this song, Amen. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching o'er the silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy life. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Oh, down in a lowly manger, our humble Christ was born and brought us all salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born, that Jesus Christ is born, Jesus Christ is born. Amen. Praise the Lord. This time we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due and everyone in their respective places. It is indeed a blessing to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast, and we thank God for all of you who have tuned in. And as was stated before, I hope you've been praising the Lord and lifting him up along with us. We are here to give God the glory and to lift up his holy name. We truly thank God for his word, the opening scripture that was read. Just thank God for that beautiful selection. We need to go tell somebody that Jesus Christ is Lord. We need to tell it everywhere we can tell it. If you can climb up on a mountain, go ahead and climb on up there and tell somebody that Jesus is Lord. If it's a little hill, just walk up on that hill and tell somebody that Jesus is Lord. Go tell it everywhere. Praise be to God. It's a time that we should not be quiet, that we should hold our peace. So we need to open our mouths and speak about Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody needs to know who Jesus is.
Amen.
There's a lot of people who don't know Jesus.
Amen.
They're being born in the world, and a lot of them are not even introduced to the Lord, not even told anything or taught anything about God.
Amen.
They are without knowledge. They don't even know God, don't know of God. Hallelujah. So we need to go tell it.
Amen.
And I thank God for just blessing us and just moving by his Spirit. And we're now going to prepare for the Word of God. It's the Word of God that's food for our souls. It's vital for our salvation. Praise the Lord. And we're going to prepare now for the Word of God. And I invite you now to turn your mind and your heart toward hearing a word from the Lord. Praise God. I believe God has a blessing for everyone who is listening tonight. And you listen carefully that you may hear the Lord speak directly to you and minister to your soul. Amen. And at this time, without further ado, I will turn the broadcast into the hands of our speaker, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that introduction coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. At this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for every listener. We pray that you will send your word, send your anointing. Let it reach some soul, that some soul might come to you, repent of their sins, and give their life to you. We thank you for this prayer. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank God for the word, and at this time we're going to go to the book of Psalms, the 137th number of Psalms, and we're going to go over to the book of Nehemiah, and that's the 8th chapter of the book of Nehemiah, and beginning with verse 5. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also, Jeshua and Benai and Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Sabbathai, Hodijah, Maaseiah, Kalita, Arazita, Jozabai, Hanan, and Bela, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra, the priest, the scribes, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that would be, that were declared unto them. And going over to the book of Psalms, the 137th number of Psalms, and we're going to begin with verse 1. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? My title tonight, Being Joyful in Times of Trouble. And my theme, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength tonight. Brothers and sisters, we know that we must be tried, and we know that it's going to be times in our lives when trouble comes, sorrow will come, we're going to feel down sometimes. But joy, we got to learn how to be joyful. I believe this was Nehemiah speaking to the people, and how that Ezra began to open the book of the law, and he began to read the words of the law to the people. So the people began to sit down and listen to the word of God. But Ezra, he blessed the Lord, the great God, And all the people, they answered, amen, amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and they began to worship the Lord. And they began to turn their faces toward the ground. But the thing of it was, after the law was being read, the book was being read, they began to distinctly, they gave sense, and they caused them to understand the word of God. After they heard the word being read to them, they began to understand it. Sometimes we go through tests and trials, and we don't understand why this or why me, why this happened, and we don't seem to understand it. But after we get an understanding of what is happening and why we are going through these things, then we can learn how to give God some praise and be joyful that the Lord had brought us out, that he had kept us, even though we were going through this situation. The book of Psalms is telling us we hanged our hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof. Glory to God, they were carried to a captivity, to a land that was strange to them. But they didn't feel like singing or praising the Lord God, their Savior, because they were in this strange land. They were in captivity. But the Bible says they were by the rivers of Babylon, and there is where they just sat down. They just wept when they remembered Zion. Sometimes we go to ourselves and we just sit down and weep because of the things that we have to endure, the things that we are going through. But they begin to hang their hearts upon the willow trees as if to say, what's the use? Why? Why praise God? Why sing unto the Lord? But think about what God has done for us. He brought us up out of a horrible pit. He had mercy on our souls, even though we might feel cast down. But we are not destroyed. We can still sing a song unto the God of our salvation.
Amen.
You could be in prison. You could be in bonds. But thinking on what God has done for you, you can sing a song even in prison. Glory to God, you can give God some kind of praise even though you may be incarcerated, you may be hospitalized, and you may be going through troubles and trials down here. But when you think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you, he lets you live another day when your life could have been cut off and you could have been destroyed. But God in his infinite love and mercy gave us another chance that we might be saved. We can still give God some kind of praise. We can still sing a song unto the God of our salvation. Glory to God, we can praise God in times of trouble because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We got to learn how to be joyful in our King. We got to learn how to keep the joy of the Lord. Jesus, he went up on Calvary's cross and died for us. And look what he did. He gave his life. We ought to be joyful in our King and joyful in the salvation of our God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. He brought us up out of Egypt. He didn't let us stay there. He could have let us stay there and die in our sin. But God was so merciful that he brought us up out of there. I'm glad about it today. I'm glad I may be tested. I may be tried. But I thank my God for each day that he keeps my soul. I stay on him. I thank him for troubled times, for tests and trials, for without them, we won't be made perfect. Gotta go through our tests. The Bible said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened. Hallelujah. We can rejoice in the God of our salvation. The book of Psalms say, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. We trusted in him. We stood and we waited on the Lord. And that joy came. Glory to God. Rejoice in the God of your salvation. I heard the book of Isaiah said, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Said, yes. My soul shall be joyful in my God. We ought to be joyful in our God, just knowing how great of a God we serve, how mighty God is. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Glory to God. I will rejoice in the Lord, although I'm going through tests and trials, although sickness may be upon my body, I yet rejoice. I have to be joyful in my King, because my God is on my side. He promised he would never leave me, nor would he forsake me. But he said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Glory to God. Testing trials is going to come, but God will be with us even up to the end of the world. We can count on his word. We can stand on the word of God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation, and he has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, believe the children of Israel, after they heard the reading of the book of the law, they began to be sorrowful. But Ezra began to let them know they didn't have to be sorrowful. Hallelujah. They didn't have to be sad. They didn't have to weep. For all the people wept after they heard the words of the Lord. And then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions of them for whom nothing is prepared. Those that didn't have anything prepared, he said, send portions to them. I find out when you get up, sometimes when you're going through things down here, but when you get up and go and help somebody else, give to those that don't have, help somebody else, pray a prayer for somebody that's sick, God will bless you, and he will lift that burden off of you, and he will give you strength, and he will give you joy. You got to be joyful in times of trouble. Be joyful in your King. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible said they hung their hearts up willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive. You see, the enemy carried them away captive, had them in captivity. But they required of them a song. They wanted them to sing one of those songs. But they hung their hearts on the willows and they were saying, how can we sing a song, the Lord's song, in a strange land? But I find out you may be in a strange land. You may be going through this or going through that. You can sing yourself happy. You can sing one of those old songs, and the Lord can reach down and touch you, even if you're in captivity, even if you can't go where you want to go. Hallelujah. God can take control through a song, one of those old-fashioned gospel songs. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sing it out of your heart, and the Lord will stop by and touch your soul and rain down righteousness. He'll quicken your mortal body, even if you're in bondage, even if you're in trouble. God, I said, God, he can bless your soul. He is the God of our salvation. We ought to be able to sing unto our God. I don't care what's going on in our lives. God can turn our mourning into joy. Hallelujah. And he can put dancing in our feet. You may be shut up in the hospital or in your home. You can still give God some kind of praise and
Amen.
Be joyful in the God of your salvation. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Glory Amen. To God. We don't have to be sad. We don't have to be troubled. But we can lean on Jesus. We can look to the God of our salvation. He brought us this far, and he can take us farther. I'm looking to him. I'm trusting in him. I know that the word of God says in James, the first chapter, and verse 2, he said, my brethren, when you fall into diverse temptations, he said, count it all joy. When you fall into those different kinds of temptations, you can count it or consider it all joy, because the Lord is still on your side. The Lord is with you to take you through everything that you're going through. I don't care what it is. When God is on your side, you can still be joyful, because the joy, I said the joy of the Lord is your strength tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Cause you to be bound down where you can't give God a praise. That's the God that we serve. We got to give him a praise, and God Amen. Can lift that burden off of you, whatever it is, whatever test or trial, whatever it is that you have to go through, God can lift it off you. I'm looking to the Lord. I'm being joyful in the time of trouble, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Brothers and sisters, let's keep that joy of the Lord. At this time, this part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for that powerful message, a very timely message, being joyful in the time of trouble. In the time of temptation, it's important that we keep that joy, because the Lord lets us know, and this is her theme, the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's where the strength comes from. It comes from the Lord. I truly enjoyed that message, and I just want to give you the invitation tonight. Maybe there's someone who is going through right now, and they feel that they just don't have that joy that they desire to have, feeling despondent, feeling like you just can't make it. But I want you to know that God, he'll be right there for you. He's there to give you that joy Amen. Praise the Lord. And if there's someone who is feeling a little weak in the faith, I want to encourage you and let you know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you don't have to continue in that way, but you can be joyful during the times of trouble, the temptations. You can count it all joy. You can consider it, as was preached, joy. And the people who hung up their hearts on the willow, they were feeling sad. They felt like they could not rejoice. They couldn't praise God in a strange land. Oh, glory be to God. But the joy of the Lord remains in us. He gives us that joy, and the world cannot take it away. The world cannot take away the joy that the Lord gives, and no matter where we are, no matter if we have fallen into diverse temptations, we can be joyful in the time of temptation, in the time of trouble. So I'm giving you this invitation and inviting you to come now with your heart and accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Anyone with any prayer request, you also have the invitation to come to Jesus and make your request known unto the Lord. And as we prepare to go into prayer, let us put our faith together and let us believe. And we're going to ask God in faith, trusting and believing that he will hear our prayer and that he will answer. And at this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your word tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for encouragement. We thank you for uplifting us, oh Lord, and letting us know, God,
yes,
that we can be joyful in the time of trouble, in the time of temptation. We thank you, Lord Jesus,
yes,
for how you blessed us already, Lord. And
yes,
we come
thank
to you on behalf of those who don't know you, Lord Jesus. We ask, God, that you would reveal yourself to them, that you will make yourself known unto them. Oh, Lord, somebody tonight is seeking to give their lives to you. Somebody, oh God, has repented in their heart and are asking for forgiveness. We
yes,
pray, Lord, that you'll forgive their sins, that you'll blot out their transgressions. Oh my God, take away their sins and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, let your blood cover right now. Let it wash. Let it purify. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Lord,
Jesus.
Lord, we ask God that you will encourage all of those who are discouraged. Lord, give them that joy on
yes,
the inside, Lord.
Jesus.
Give them the strength to continue to stand, Lord God. Help them, Lord Jesus, to make it through. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We know you're able, Lord. All power is in your hands. And there's nothing too hard for you, oh God.
Yes,
there's
Lord,
nothing
Jesus.
Impossible. We are looking
Lord.
Unto you this night.
Yes.
Lord, we come to you in faith, touching and agreeing, believing, oh Lord, the things that we ask, Lord God, that you will grant these unto us, that you will bless us with them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're praying for healing, oh my God. Right now, Lord Jesus,
right now,
we
Lord
ask
Jesus.
You to visit the sick, my God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Oh, Lord, lay your hand upon me.
Yes, Lord.
Body, Lord. It doesn't matter what the disease is, because you have the power to cure all diseases. You
yes,
have
yes.
the power to cure all illnesses and sicknesses. There's nothing impossible for you, Lord. We are praying for miracles, Lord Jesus, that you will raise up the sick. Oh, my God, go into the hospital. Remember those names that were called out on the prayer list. One
yes.
by one and name by name. Lord, those who are battling cancer, we are praying for them right now, Lord, for a miracle. Oh, God, you've done it so many times before. And we are asking you, Lord, to please
right now. Oh, Lord, have your way. Let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Lord, for those who are stricken with COVID. We're praying, God, that you will bring them through, that you will restore their health. Oh, my God, and cause their lungs to be revived, Lord Jesus, rejuvenated and renewed, that they may have the breath in their body, because, Lord, breathe the breath of life into Adam, the first man, oh God, and we need you, Lord Jesus, to breathe the breath of life right now into those who are laid up with this disease. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it, Lord. There is nothing too hard for you, oh God. Nothing is impossible. We are calling on you tonight, Lord, to save the backslider. Help them to return unto you, Lord God. Restore their souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Please have mercy. Oh, my God, touch, Lord, heal and deliver.
Yes,
wonders, oh God, move through signs and wonders. We ask you, Lord, to continue to bless this ministry, to bless the gospel truth broadcast. Let it grow more and let it prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord, let it reach many souls near and far. Lord, minister unto the souls according to the need in the name of Jesus.
Name
we
of
believe Jesus. You right now, Lord. And we are asking you to look on the woman of God who brought forth this message, oh God, and asking you to ever strengthen her in her body. Lord, touch her right now. Lay your hands upon her. Anoint her with more and use her for your service.
Yes,
oh, yes, Lord, whatsoever she put forth her hands to do, let it be prosperous and let it be blessed. And most of all, let it bring glory and honor to your name in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, look on Sister Cheryl tonight.
Yes.
Let
her right now, Lord.
Yes, we pray, God, that you will use her for your
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, bless her abundantly with the blessing that she stands in need of.
Yes,
Lord, we ask that you will give her that answer that she's been seeking you for, God. You know all things. We believe it right now, Lord. Asking you to look on Evangelist Cynthia. Oh, my God, ever encourage her, Lord.
Yes,
and use
Lord,
her for your service.
Yes.
Thank God that you will bind the enemy on all sides. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. And we need divine intervention. Lord, work it out for us. Thank you, Jesus. And use her in a great and mighty way. Open the door and make the way for her right now as we pray this prayer. Ever, Lord God, comfort and console her, Lord Jesus, and bless her family in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, God, for Evangelist Khadija, that you will ever anoint her for your service and use her, Lord. Bless her in a special way in the name of Jesus. Lay your hand upon her, oh God. Work things out for her and
hear
those answers. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord. We ask it in faith. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for blessing the souls, oh God. We thank you right now.
Yes,
we believe, Lord. We count it as done. In the name of Jesus, we praise your holy name. And now, Lord, we ask, God, that you'll remember those who are bereaved of their loved ones, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
In a special way, Lord Jesus, to be close to them and comfort and console them.
Oh,
Lord, wrap your arms all around them right now as we pray this prayer. Let your holy angels remain with them in the name of Jesus. To carry them through this difficult time. Oh, blessed Savior, be merciful and have your way. Save the unsaved. Deliver the bound. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. We truly thank God for that powerful message coming to Evangelist May. Once again, amen, it's important for us to remember that we can rejoice. We can be joyful. Time of trouble. Praise the Lord. And we always remember that the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's
yes.
where our strength comes from, having mm-hmm. that joy in the Lord. And the enemy wants nothing more than to steal our joy.
Yes.
He wants nothing more than for us to be despondent, sad, cast down, because he knows that when we have this joy, we
yes.
have strength. And if mm-hmm. he can do anything, he will try to weaken us any way he can. But don't let it happen to you. Praise be to God. Just remember to just keep that joy and don't let the enemy take it away. So if the rain comes down, glory to God, you can still have joy.
Amen.
If turmoil is all around, you can still have joy. If tragedy strikes, you can still have joy. Hallelujah. No matter what we go through, no matter how severely we are tested and tried,
yes.
we can still count it all joy because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
God.
Yes.
I'm stirred up about this message.
Yes.
Truly, I enjoyed the word of God. But this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our evangelists who are on the broadcast. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell. And she began to explain how when the law of God was read, at first the people, they wept because they didn't fully understand, saying being joyful in times of trouble. I enjoy this word. You know, they didn't understand. But once they understood that the day was holy unto the Lord, they began to make great mirth. Ezra, he began to explain that the joy of the Lord was their strength. And the preacher, she said, you know, don't let the enemy bow you down so you won't give God praise. But praise God, because that's our strength, you know. Sometimes we hear things, when we hear news at first, sometimes it might seem like a bad thing. And we start, like, you know, to do what the children of Israel do and hang our harps upon the willow trees. But that's the time right there to go ahead and praise God. You know, when we're weak, well, when things happen to us, it can weaken us. And in order to get strength, if we praise God, that's where our joy will come. Well, that's when our strength will come, in that joy. And it was a very beautiful, touching message. I enjoyed the word of God. I've enjoyed the word of God all day long. Just want to say to Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Matt, thank God for the word of God that came tonight. Be encouraged.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for those beautiful remarks and words of encouragement. Is there any other clergy on the line?
Sister Rose.
Hello?
Yes, the
brother. Woman of God. Was brought before the God in the right time. Just through children of God. Need the joy of the Lord. Without the joy of the Lord, you cannot stand this end times.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things happening around us, but we are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. This message reminded me about Paul and Silas when they were in prison. What they did, they didn't complain or cry. They started praising God, praising God.
Yes.
They were so happy. Thank you, God,
yes.
that those words were crumbled down and they came out safely. So in times of trouble, whatever they are going through, my sisters, my brothers, let's not be discouraged. Let us focus on our God. because I promised us we will never forsake us in our living. Going to heaven is not easy. The road is narrow. Very few people enter them. So let's not give up. Let us focus on God. He's able. He will never forsake us in our living. God bless you all. God bless you so much, woman of God. Thank you.
Man, praise the Lord. Thank God for Sister Rhoda.
Amen.
The word coming from her. Praise to God. And again, we just thank God for the message on tonight. And I want to encourage you to just take the word of God in. It's just so much in that word of God. And we could go on and on and on. But the main thing is to remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it's not easy while we're going through. It doesn't feel good. You know, it's just not a nice feeling. Amen. But that joy, that joy that remains, hallelujah, in us, that God gives us, that,
amen.
Hold on to that.
Don't ever
let that go. Even through tears falling down your face.
Yes.
If you can just give God some kind of praise, if you can just lift up your hand and worship him,
yes,
joy will stir in your soul. And that burden or whatever it is you're carrying, it will be lifted and you can go on. Amen.
Yes.
Praise be to God. So I did enjoy the word of God. I want to say to you, Evangelist, may continue to preach the word of God. And at this time, I'm going to turn the remainder of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of the exhortations and comments on the word of God. Thank the Lord for Sister Rhoda being on the line. And I like what she said about Paul and Silas. They were locked in jail, but they began to praise God, sing songs. And they had the joy, even though they was locked up behind bars. And that's the way we have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we are locked up or hospitalized or homebound, we can yet praise the Lord and give God some praise. Be joyful in our King. The word of God in Isaiah, the 12th chapter, and verse 3 said, therefore with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. If you don't have no joy, you can't draw no water out of the wells of salvation. So I thank the Lord, we just got to have that joy. We got to be, we're doing for the Lord, about serving the Lord. That's where that joy comes in. You've got to be happy. If you're called upon to sing a song, you ought to be happy and sing the song. If you're called upon to preach the word or give remarks or whatever it is that you do for the Lord, you should be willing to be joyful in it because that's where your strength is. Some people do things, they all sad about it. You call on them to sing a song and they're just so sad. They act like they don't want to sing a song. They come up so slow, walking so slow, like, I don't know the song. Well, how are you going to get some joy like that? We got to be joyful and be glad to do for the Lord, and he will give us strength. That's where I think now. So I thank the Lord for the broadcast on tonight. We thank the Lord for each of you that assisted on this broadcast tonight. And we are encouraged to go on with the Lord. I want to encourage every listener that's tuned in on tonight to continue to tune in for whatever it is that you need from the Lord. God's got it. Thank the Lord. If there's anything else, does anyone else have anything to say before we close out? Well, we want to say to you that we look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night, the Lord's will, at 7 p.m. And at this time, this brings the broadcast to an end. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.